This is Sandra Nyaira here at the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says President Robert Mugabe and other top ZANU-PF officials should stop making false accusations against her, as they have failed to prove that she wanted to topple the president before ZANU-PF's historic party congress last year. Mrs. Mujuru was sacked together with some officials, including former ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo, former war veterans leader Jabulani Sibanda, and former secretary for administration Didimus Mutasa, and several others. Some war veterans in Zimbabwe's Manicaland province say they want to be part of an open debate on President Robert Mugabe's succession in order to curb a political crisis in ZANU-PF. A leading company gives the villagers in Matabeleland region an early Christmas present as they dish out goodies to the needy. This evening, we will take a closer look at the government's proposal to tax churches at a time the state is seeking funds to boost its coffers. And football fans have been presented with yet another battle for Zimbabwe before the curtain comes down on the 2015 soccer season. Babafield Stadium will once again be reverberating to the tunes of Boso and Dimbare after the two biggest football teams in the country were paired against each other in the semi-finals of the Net1 Easy Call Cup. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talks Youth Connection, our host will lead discussions on First Lady Grace Mugabe's remarks that Mr. Mugabe would lead Zimbabwe even if he's on a wheelchair. Stay tuned.